Reading passage. The public policy debate over legalization of marijuana, pot, has been continuing in America since Colorado officially approved of the recreational use of marijuana for adults in 2012. For some people, the end to marijuana prohibition may sound as though the American adult population would become addicted to this gateway drug, causing trouble one way or another. Under the federal laws, marijuana is banned as a Schedule I substance for medical uses, let alone for recreational use. It may be worth investigating both sides of the issue so that, given cultural diversity in the U.S., we can see in perspective how Americans tackle this complex issue. The immediate disadvantages in legalizing marijuana use center around major health concerns and what Jonathan P. Colkins of Carnegie Mellon University calls behavioral toxicity among the adolescents. Marijuana contains the mind-altering chemical substance THC, which acts on specific molecules on brain cells. The brain cells partly form a neural communication network in the human brain. Researchers have found that frequent marijuana smoking could impair a smoker's short-term memory as well as attention and judgment, and produce withdrawal symptoms exemplified by irritability and craving if the drug is not smoked on a regular basis. About 1 in 6 people who start using marijuana in their teens are more likely to get addicted than those who start in their adulthood. In an article run by the Denver Post on November 11, 2013, Janelle Kruger with the Colorado Department of Education stated that there has been a sharp rise in drug-related disciplinary actions, which is attributed to the changing social norms surrounding marijuana. In fact, about 5,300 students were suspended or expelled from school in Colorado between 2011 and 2012, which is a 40% increase from 2007. Ethan Nadelman, who heads the Drug Policy Alliance, argues that the government should treat marijuana in nearly the same way alcohol and tobacco are treated, and only ban marijuana for children due to health concerns. Legalization of marijuana helps businesses grow in the market, which results in more job opportunities. Edibles and pharmaceutical products with marijuana inside are legally sold in Colorado. Illegality does not remove the availability and use of marijuana, creating black markets, which breeds local crime and corruption, says Mark Kleiman of UCLA. The issue at hand contains multiple aspects to address. That is, a clear trade-off shows up between legalization of marijuana and its prohibition. Each side has its own merits to pay attention to. The one certainty is that children are vulnerable to the use of marijuana, and thus they must be protected from it.